I couldn't sleep that night, for the air seemed heavy, so I sat outside. The moon cast great pools of darkness across the flat landscape. I was thinking about my stubborn grandmother when, silent as a shadow, she sat down beside me. I gazed upon our family's only baobab and let my eyes wander up the tree to the scrawny branches. Each branch looked small and separate in the light of the moon. As if she read my mind, Grandmother said softly, "She gives us shade in the day, shelter in the rain, and water in the dry season. She is the tree of life." "No, Grandmother, the baobab will give us shade in the day and shelter in the rain." "Kalas." "And the pump will give us water in the dry season." Shaking her head, she said, "Good night, granddaughter," and walked back to our hut. I rose that next day with the first rays of the sun when the air was still cool. Dressing quickly, I rushed to the well to pump away all the questions that my old-fashioned grandmother stirred in me. I was first, and I pumped till my shoulders ached. "Creak, creak," sang the pump. Nagla, the neighbor who always had something to say, called out, "Fatima is pumping like a woodpecker hammering a tree, and she fills your bucket before it is settled on the ground." A long line of girls with brimming buckets and tins, headpans and gourds balanced on their heads, streamed back and forth between the huts and the pump.